Lucas Graham on Giant FM Real Radio. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane. And, you know, I speak a lot about not stressing and being positive. And, you know, some people actually, that is their livelihood, is helping others and being caring, and especially during transitions in our life. And from Hancock County, from Caring Transitions, would like to welcome the owner, Karen Simpson. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
So the Caring Transitions difference, one of your slogans is stop stressing and call it a day.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about Caring Transitions.
Yes. Caring Transitions, in a nutshell, is a solutions provider. We want to alleviate the stress and the anxiety that comes along with these transitions in life. So, you know, whether you are going through a divorce, if you are, you know, just a young couple moving in, if you are an older individual that has been living in your home 40, 50, 60 years and you've got stuff.
Yes.
We want to be able to help you with that.
So when you come in and help, like, let's say the younger couple, give me a scenario with that.
If they're moving. Uh-huh. Well, you know, moving itself, it really is just about organizing and, you know, planning everything ahead of time. So I provide a nice little checklist, because there's all things that you forget that you have to do, like forwarding your, you know, postal service, contacting the, you know, all of the people that, you know, you have your bills going
right.
to, so, you know, and your utilities and your all of that extra stuff. So it's being organized and then actually helping them pack properly. And unpacking on the other end.
Properly. It's so funny. It's so funny how life works sometimes, because I, you know, are talking to you about my brother and he's moving now, you know, and my parents are trying to help him. And, you know, he just will put things in laundry baskets. You know, what do I need to box it up for? You know,
right.
My mom has all these moving boxes, you know, and she's wanting them to use the moving boxes. And he's like, well, that's ridiculous. You know, I'm like, well, you know, there's a little bit, you
well,
know,
there's
a little bit of give and take. He's got rocks too. And she boxed up the rocks. And I'm like, who boxes up rocks? You know, but she did, you know, so, all right.
So, well, you know, he might think a little differently if he had a set of china that he didn't want to throw into a laundry basket.
Exactly. But, you know, I told him with his dishes, like, because there's none that are there. I was like, just throw them all out and get new
right.
ones. That's here you go. He doesn't
right.
have any cool dishes that are worth keeping. You
yes.
know, so get rid of that stuff.
Yes.
But especially like with younger couples that are just, you're taking, or not even younger, it can be older people that are getting together. You got two households
yes.
coming together as one. That can be stressful, because
mm-hmm.
there's different opinions of what's needs to be kept
right. Right. And, you know, it's an emotional thing, too, if you think about it. Some of the biggest stressors in life are moving, divorce, and death. Those are the three top stressors.
I didn't know moving was one of the
yes.
biggest. But it is irritating every time I move.
Yeah, it is very irritating.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's like my husband's like, well, just leave everything and start over. You know, he don't care. Like, he just, like, not have anything. But I'm like, it's like, here, I could, like, sit there and think about this pin. You know, like, well, you know, I don't like the way it looks. However, it writes really nice. You know, so it's like, someone else just get rid of it.
That's right. Yeah. You know? And we all have our things that we're attached to, and the other person is not going to understand the reasons why. So there, yeah, you do have to come to a happy medium. And that's, you know, unfortunately, that's out of my wheelhouse. I can't counsel them, but
I was going to ask you that, because,
no.
you know, sometimes I watch Hoarders and I
oh,
see, I'm like, and I'm
yes.
like, you know, I see a little bit of myself in it. It's sort of scary.
Yeah.
You know, because. And then when I go through things, you know, my daughter gets mad at me like they do on Hoarders. But, you know, sometimes I get irritated, too, because I'm like, you know what? I'll have to throw everything away.
Yes.
Some things I just want to keep because I want to keep them.
Well, in situations
right?
like that, yeah, well, right. But
do
in
you
Hoarder
have that, people
situations.
Like that? Well, yes.
Yes. I've walked into home, but the person has already either moved into a facility or a community.
Right.
Or if they've passed away.
Oh.
And the unfortunate part is the entire estate is left to family members, if they're still around, to clean up. And that is a hot mess.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've had that in our family. And the person's still alive, but
yeah.
all the kids were, I don't know. But see, I'm the person's like, well, it's be sort of cool. Look through all that stuff. Haul well, some stuff home. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, and that is interesting that you say that, Penny, because anytime I do go into a home and I am, so the first thing I do is do a consult. And if they're still in the home, I walk through it with them. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's determined what it is that they need to take with them, what it is that they want to get rid of. So we have that entire conversation. But you get to learn about who they are as a person when you start touching their stuff. And that's what we do. We handle their stuff.
Right.
So there's a whole history there. And people are so interesting. The unfortunate part about the hoarders is that there's typically a mental health issue there. And that's not something I can, you know, speak to. I can help with the clean out.
Right. Well, you can get so much stuff you don't even know what you have. And you're keeping
exactly
a bunch of nonsense.
Right. You have
not
no idea
really valuable
anymore.
Things, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's got some
yes
meaning to it.
Right.
Which I got that. I was like, yeah, and my husband's always, you know, so you got so much stuff you don't know what you have. That becomes a problem.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, whoa.
So you can start in your own bathroom. I'll show you how. Start
okay,
in
really?
Your little bit, you know, you start in the bathroom with your medicine chest and then you move on to a kitchen or, you know.
Because that's easier because, like, it's the bathroom.
That's right.
You know, I mean,
smaller.
I'm getting rid of a bottle of shampoo.
Baby steps,
right?
Penny.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, when my sister-in-law comes, she was a pharmacist, and she'd sit there. Oh, and she'd go through medicine. It was like 10 years ago. She's like, you are not going to use this. Throw it out. 10 years ago. I'd be like, well, you don't know. But so that
well,
is easier. It's easier.
Yes.
It's like, whatever. I'm not going to argue with you. Just get rid of it.
Right. Exactly.
It's not worth it. Because she said, it's not going to be any good anyways.
Right.
I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, but it's sort of crazy when you start going, or shampoo bottles, and yeah, it's like, don't buy any more shampoo and conditioner until you go through all of it.
Yeah. And we do that out of habit. We don't even think about it anymore. So if you've got a lot of stuff and things are stuck in the back, you forget that you've got stuff in there.
I don't need to buy soap for 2 years. Seriously.
There you go.
I could, like, give all my friends soap for Christmas.
Yeah.
Nobody wants soap for Christmas.
Right.
But so that's a good tip.
Yeah.
To start with your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Start in the smaller rooms and really pull everything out. So I'm sure everybody's heard of Marie Kondo. She's the joy of downsizing or decluttering or mm-hmm. something like that. But anyway, she's got a whole method. And the funny thing is I've been doing that before she became famous.
Well, she might have stolen your idea, Karen.
That's, you know,
dang it.
She, you know, and the thought really, it makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Pull everything out. Put it on in a bed in another room or on a table and really look at each and everything.
Right.
And decide what it is that you really need to keep and what you should be getting rid of. Half open jars of whatever, you might need to get rid of it after 10 years.
Oh,
you know,
right.
That kind of stuff.
Right, right, right. Well, yeah. And then, like, too, when she did the clothes, I watched, like, watched a couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually did that. Like, I put all my clothes on my bed and that was pretty in big stacks, you know?
Yeah.
And it worked. And like how she says bye to her clothes, right? I was doing that too.
I love that.
Like everybody, they're like looking at me and they're like, what is wrong with you, Mom? My husband just rolled his eyes. He's like, this is ridiculous. But whatever, let's get my closet cleaned. You know, and it is a lot nicer because, you know, I'm all proud of myself because I can move my shirts around, you know.
Yes, yeah. And you know, think about what you're doing too. You're downsizing clothes or downsizing, you know, your 10 sets of dishes that you've collected over the years. You're never going to use all of that. Somebody else can get good use out of it. So whether you are selling it at an estate sale, which is what we do as well, or we sell it on not clothing in, you know, in
right,
general,
right.
But the rest of it, you can donate.
Right. So is that what you do sales for people then?
Yes.
You do the
yeah.
estate sales?
So what I do is in pretty much three different categories.
Okay.
So we do estate sales and online auctions.
Uh-huh.
We do the downsizing and the decluttering. And then we also do the relocation support, which is the move management, which is the packing, the unpacking, and the resettling in the new home.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That you just take all the stress out of it.
Well, I'd like to think so. I'd like to think so.
Yes.
You know, that's important to me.
Yes. What do you find that most people want to hang on to, generally speaking, when you're doing the process?
What I would call tchotchkes, that word. You know, all the little small things. They're little collectible jars of things, matchbooks, Avon bottles.
Really?
The old collector Avon bottles. Well, some of those do sell. I'm just telling you, things you'd never think they would want to hang on to, they do.
So what do you tell them? Like if they've got 200 Avon bottles,
mm-hmm.
half used, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, it really is about having that conversation. I'm never going to walk into a place and say, you need to do this and you need to do that. That's not my place. But you'd like to have a conversation and say, and it becomes about right-sizing your life. Okay.
Ooh, right.
So downsizing is the actual, okay, we do need to move to a smaller location. The right sizing piece is really changing your philosophy of what you want your life to look like. So do you want it to be filled with all this clutter and things that collect dust and things that are in boxes that you don't even know are there and they're stuck in a storage unit that you're paying every month for? Mm-hmm. Or do you really want to have the openness and the freedom to move around? You don't have all the clutter. Maybe you make a little extra money from a sale that can take you on a vacation. You know, you have to look at the upside.
And you feel better.
You absolutely feel better.
I remember I have a hard time getting rid of CDs and things, right?
Yes.
And I don't even have a CD player. And now computers, you barely have, you know, my
right.
computer, you cannot put a CD in it. And so I probably had probably about 400 CDs in my office, and my boss kept saying, you gotta get rid of those CDs, and I'm like, oh, but I can't. And this went on for probably a couple years. I don't know if it was that long, but it was a long time. And I got done with my shift one day, and I walked in there, and all my CDs were boxed up. He boxed them all up. Oh my gosh, he did real neat too. I couldn't believe it. I was like, dang, you might want to hire him sometime. No, I'm just kidding. But he was like amazing. I was like, oh, but because it was so hard for me to like let go of those CDs, you know. And he's like, I don't care what you do with them, but you're getting them out of here. So I brought them home. And then I split them up, and you know, and I was going to bring them down to Clarksdale, the blues ones, you know. And then, so I took all these CDs and anyone I did interviews, but gosh, like looking at every CD, it's like a little story. And you know what? I'm probably never going to listen to those CDs. So now that you say that, oh my gosh, it's like I took a whole bunch of them to Goodwill.
Yes.
Like tons of CDs mm-hmm. to Goodwill. But it's like, what am I going to do with them all?
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
But sometimes, like if I would have held on to all my records, you know,
oh,
then there's that thought, right? I'm like, oh, these CDs gonna be worth tons of money later.
Right.
So there's that flip side.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the truth of the matter is most everything we have depreciates. It doesn't appreciate. However, you know, people have jewelry, for example, and they want to get it appraised. Well, the appraisal through the insurance is for the replacement new of that piece, right? If something
right.
should happen to it. That's not the price that you're going to get if you are selling that. It's just not going to happen. And I think that's where, you know, people get confused, or they have, there's some delusion about that.
Right.
You know, you see all of these, like the Antique Roadshow and things like that. Well, there are specific collectibles and artwork that will maintain their value and go up. I would say 95% of what we have in our home, no, it's not going to happen.
You're not going to be on the TV show.
It's never going to get what you spent $20 on. You might get a dollar or two on
right, if you're
if
lucky.
That.
You're probably paying more to keep that box.
Yes.
Yes. I told you we got a truck today, and it is to get rid of all the stuff. At least make that attempt.
Yay!
Oh, my husband's excited.
That makes me happy.
Oh, yeah. He was talking about getting that. Like, as soon as he said, like, oh, we're going to start with the stuff on the porch. I'm like, oh, no. Because, see, I've been trying to declutter. But what happens is it goes from one spot to the next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's cold. I'm like, I've been able to put that stuff. I'm sitting there thinking, no, that stuff's going in the pole barn. That's not going away. But now that, you know, you've been on today, and I've really enjoyed meeting you, Karen. You know, maybe that will make a difference. I should hire you at my house.
Of course.
I would drive
I'll leave you a couple of cards.
All right. That's awesome. Well, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners? I know you do have a senior wellness expo coming up.
Yes. It is sponsored by Hancock County Hospital, and it is on Saturday, May 11th. And there's going to be a lot of vendors there that are resources for the community and for the older adult population. So definitely stop out and see them.
That's May 11th. How can we follow you online?
So it's www.caringtransitionsgreenfield.com.
All right.
And that is my website. If you want more information, there is a contact form online. I'm happy to come out. The consultation is free.
Wonderful.
And we can have that conversation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thanks for coming in and taking a trip with Penny Lane today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.